My personal testimony,
mon personal vitnesbyrd,
was not a testimony of living a crazy life or experiencing all kinds of crazy things.
Var inte ett vilt liv eller sjuk ting.
I was born in church.
Jag var samkommit upp alder.
Grew up in church.
Och har växt upp.
Had great parents.
Go for elder.
But at one point I had to make a decision.
Men jag hade måste ta en elge.
And I still, just like everybody else,
whatever across my lawn there,
have struggled with things in life.
Yeah, struggled to see even living them.
Sadness,
sorrow,
and rejection.
Well, yeah, will share no thing as here.
And all kinds of other things that us as humans understand very well.
Well, more than us with manage to chill a bit.
But the day I made the decision,
when come in you talking out here,
I've seen God's faithfulness in my life always.
So have you sacrificed the truth for the good here better at the time.
And even in times when I chose to run, he was always there waiting for me with open arms.
So bear him here buy at Mary open arms.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Well, that is oh made the lack of.
Because for me it's definitely something real.
So for me it is very like.
Even though I've grown up with church, it's something that's very, very special to me.
So I had a question there because we're all medley, special.
An amazing picture.
And all medley document.
Anyways,
yeah.
Today, the title of my sermon is "We Are Salt and Light to This World."
Because we should talk some day after either salt or yos yarinar.
I have to be very honest with you. I'm a little more nervous than usual. Because there's a lot of smart, educated people in this room. And that is something that's like nerve-wracking for some reason. But I just want to break the ice, so.
So I broke the ice.
I'm kind of a loose person. I'll get warmed up. Just give me a second. So. I want to start by reading Matthew 5, verse
13. You want me to read? Tid er salt jærinar, men missur salt er kraftsynan. Hvordan skal det hatt vera salt? Det dóur ikke langur utan vera kastet ut og trakka nýr av
13-16.
Människan, okej. Tid är ljus hemsens stävor och ständer av fjallet fjällsikke. Det är tänder och hälder till ljus och sätter under käppemålet. Nej, och i ljus av stäkan som lys, så lyser det här ötlen i husen lätes hålla ljus tyckare att lysa människan så tar hon att sutja gov och värst tyckare och ära färger tyckare som är i himlen.
Something interesting about this verse. This is something that we're all very familiar with. We've heard this verse very many times. And it talks about being salt and light. And to me, the light is something that's pretty much very self-explanatory. Even though there's a lot of things we can say about the light. Today I might talk a little bit more about the salt.
So for that, I thought it's in the mire of salt.
What is the salt that the Bible is referring to here?
Can I have a salt from the Bible and pick it out here?
We know that salt creates thirst.
We read that salt is going to be thirst.
But a thirst for what?
Man thirst at the quarry.
In this particular case.
We have some sammanhengen.
I want us to think about that.
Just
kind of keep it in your head for a little while.
Go in after you have done a little bit.
I want to talk a little bit about salt and about this section where it says that the salt becomes unsalty. I thought it was kind of interesting, so I did a little bit of research on how can salt become unsalty. The truth of it is that salt cannot become unsalty. It's a stable element. But the interesting thing about this is that Jesus did mention that. What did he mean? Well, glad you asked. Back then, they got salt from different places, the different sources.
We told you in the finger they salted fra imuskun stövum.
And they didn't necessarily distill the salt like we do today.
So they come to ishendla salti as hem hosum vigera við þær.
Sometimes the salt had other minerals mixed into it.
The first so hay salt other mineral eisen blandu pui salt.
And when there was a section of the salt that had too many of those minerals.
Og tað var ein partur av saltum sum hey on megva hinum mineralnum.
It lost the ability to be salty.
So missed them tan einleikan at vera salt.
And so they couldn't throw it just anywhere.
So tøy kunnu tey ikki braga ta kvar sum helst.
Because that mineral salt combination.
Tøy at blandan ikki millum salti og mineralna.
Would kill crops.
Tey heyr just endo at tøy sum salti koma.
And destroy different things.
Og tey heyr lagt til dem.
So they would put it in the road.
So they carried it to the
so that people could walk on it.
Carried it to the so that folk could
until it became a dust.
Until it became a dust.
And then eventually disappeared.
Or kvarv plantan.
Interestingly enough,
men tað snúa hvørst
that the salt lost its ability to be salty.
Oy tui at salt Mr. Kapsunan.
Because of imperfections.
Tui at havers they were all fullkomne. They were blanda beyond the thing.
What else is salt good for besides thirst?
Kan anna enn eskapa tosta er salt gott fyrir.
Something interesting about salt is that it's a very good preservative.
Kan anna er tað at salt verjir ella vel.
The way the salt works to preserve food.
Salt sum salt verjir føyja til dømis.
It pretty much dehydrates the funguses and any other bacteria that what might want to be in the food.
So jeda so is at a very the fra utan tusme who are come in or brota mat and niers.
So that's kind of an interesting background on salt.
So hata er ein overt background til a skilja salti her.
But back to that question of what is the salt that the Bible is referring to?
So after this morning, kvað er það fyrir salt sum Biblian her sípa til?
And what thirst does that salt create?
Og kaffi slæ og tosta skapar hetta saltum.
When I was really reading the scripture and really kind of digging into it and trying to understand it.
Sum læsa jok skriftna og randja skilja ta.
It was very interesting to me to discover this answer.
So that ometalia ahuvar fyrir meg at uppdia hetta svar.
The salt that the Bible that I feel the Bible is referring to here.
Salta sum Biblian peikar á her
is God's love.
Er Guds kærleiki.
Interestingly enough, how it talks about salt being a preservative.
Oh, veskur sum tosa um salt sum ana verji ella nega sum verjur mat.
Now, have you ever thought of love being a preservative?
Ha nega sum kærleika at han hat nega sum verjur.
It's kind of an interesting thing there.
Per oh, veskur hugsum.
But if we read the scripture again.
So lesa skriftna ein afsett.
And we think of it in the terms of God's love.
Og hugsa tað í sem fyrir salt so kærleika.
God's love creates a thirst for the things of God.
So skapar Guds kærleika ein tosta eftir tøy sum hevur við Gud at gera.
As Christians in this world,
sum kristin í hesum heimi,
we are the salt and the light of this world.
So er við salt og ljós jarðarinnar.
We are the salt that creates the thirst for God.
Við erum saltið sum skapar tosta eftir Guði.
And the love of God
og kærleika Guds
is what creates that thirst.
It has some skapar tann hostan.
When it talks about us when it talks about salt becoming unsalty.
Og tað er tosa um salt sum er kaffsinna.
I thought of a picture.
So hugsa man mynd
of a Christian
ein sikvandi
without love.
Uttan kærleika.
What are we good for as people of God?
Kat nesta vit sum fast Guds
without God's love.
Utan Guds kærleika.
Without showing God's love to this world.
Utan at vísa Guds kærleika til hennar heim.
What then will create a thirst for the things of God?
Kat er so sum skapar ein tosta eftir tusum hevur við.
What will create a longing?
Kat er so sum skapar ein longsel.
To want to be close to God.
At ensja koma góðu nærja.
To need the wonderful savior that we know.
At møta ein undurfullan frelsar sum við kenna.
When I speak about loving the world.
Tað tosi um at elska heiman.
I don't mean to be agreeing with what it's doing or what they're doing.
So my issue with that we take on to view atoms from Heimer Jer.
Love doesn't need to blend with the world.
Kærleiki pjósiship blandast inn í heiminn og þessum Heimer Jer.
Light doesn't blend with darkness.
Ljós ta blandast ikki pui myrskur
and it's not that the light is being rude to the darkness.
Fish ta at ljósu ger sig inn á myrkrum.
Light is just light.
Ljós er ljós.
And dark is dark.
Og myrkur er myrkur.
Wherever there's light.
Og alla sanna her sum ljós er,
there can't be dark.
Kann ikki myrkur eisini vera.
So again, we are salt and light to this world.
So við erum salt og ljós jarðarinnar.
So when we love,
so tað við elskum,
if we are light,
um við erum ljós,
if we are salt,
og um við erum salt,
we will definitely stick out.
So stinga við hatsikur fram við við burstur
in this world.
Og í hesan heim.
And that's okay.
Og tað er okay,
because if we love,
tað er um við elskum.
But we also understand that sin is in the world.
Og samtidig sum við skilja at synd er í heiminum.
And that we are sinners.
Og at við erum syndarar.
People can sense that love.
So kunnu fólk kosta the føla tan kærleikan.
Maybe there's a certain lifestyle that I don't agree with somebody.
Kanska er ta at eg sjóta samtidig við kussu onkur lívu sutil tøyv.
And it's okay that I don't agree.
Og tað er okay at eg sjóta samtidig við.
But I love them still.
Men eg elski kosta tan persónin.
And they will feel that love.
Og tað fer at føla at eg elski tey.
Because it's a pure love from the source of love.
Tí er ekta kærleikur sum kemur frá kjeltu kærleikans.
Which is Jesus Christ our Lord.
Sum er Jesus Kristus Herri okkara.
I want to read in Corinthians 1 Corinthians 13.
Vi skal lesa frá 1. Korinthbrevi 13.
Go ahead.
The whole chapter or
no, just the 1 Corinthians 13:13. Sorry.
13:13. Mhm. Yeah. So vera teit haverande, trygg, von, kærleiki, hesa trúi, men størstur at heimun er kærleiki.
But love, but the greatest of these is love.
Men størstur at heimun er kærleiki.
It's very clear in the Bible.
Bíblan er pura greitt.
That love is a powerful thing.
At kærleiki kraft mikil.
It's actually the strongest thing according to this scripture.
If you just skip on so at the stashkas as some age.
Us as Christians,
we as Christians,
we have the power and the ability to change the world.
We have a bay kraft na o eisen evnen at umbreuta hendan heim.
We have the power to create a thirst.
We have a evnen la minde like an askaba tostan
for God.
At the goat.
An unquenchable thirst.
Ein o breuta de tostan.
That nothing else will satisfy.
Sum ocha anna
But we understand how God's love is for us. We live in God's love. We have felt His love. We have felt His love in times of depression. We have felt His love in times of crying. In times of fear. But that's the wonderful thing about serving God. Not that our weaknesses disappear.
It's just that our weaknesses are crippled.
But in our weaknesses,
man oi our weaknesses.
He is strong.
So your hands are strong.
And that's something that the world needs.
Og tær naga sum heisn heimur hevur brúk fyrir.
That the world not only needs but the world is desperate for.
Ikki bæði sum heimur brúk fyrir, men naga sum hann hungrar eftir.
All of those things that you've dealt with that God has been there.
Alt tessum tú hevur strýtt við hevur gott verið hér.
Could you imagine dealing with those very things without him?
Hugsa þær at heyrja jökum tær uttan hann.
I can't sometimes. I think about it and it's like, oh man. Where would I be without you right now? Where would I be right now? How would my emotional state be? How would my life be? Definitely without peace. Definitely without hope. And we can't stay here in the church knowing the truth about the fact that we are salt and light and not creating a thirst for God in this world. I want to read Matthew 22.
Matthäus 22.
Verse 36-40.
Matthäus 22, 36-40. Mästaren, kvad är det stora båg i lånen? Han svär i honom, du ska älska Herren godtunna av alla hjärtatunnen, av alla saltunnen, av alla hoatunnen. Hetta är det stora och första båg, men annan båg är det som lukt. Du ska älska nästatunnen som du själv. Och här som bavum bovun um kvila lovun og profetanir.
Again, God is confirming this very thing.
And if any staff has to go hetar.
Isn't it interesting that the two greatest commandments
are show our best at face to the boy in them
have to do with love.
How are we kind like on the jam?
One loving God with all of our heart.
I know that's a good to the Christian.
And one loving our neighbor.
Well, hit that's a must talk.
What does it mean to love our neighbor?
Come to you that as a must talk.
Let's think about that.
That hooks into.
There's many different things that we can put to that question.
We could set from next thing to the question.
But the easiest way in my opinion is to understand that we are love.
Er skilja hetta að við erum elskaðir.
And in every particular situation.
Og við líka mig for your store but umstum við erum í.
To be love.
So vera við elskaðir.
To love, to find a way to show love to the world.
Og sjón í eisini at finna ein máta at vísa hisn heima karlækum.
I want to read 1 John 4.
Och så gärna 1 Johannes brev kapitel 4. Verse
7 through 12.
Shade 12. Till älskar lär jag kun älska först andra. Till kärleken är av gode och kvart han älskar är fötter av gode och känner god. Han nu ikkje elskar kjenner ikkje god, tog god kærleikje. Og i tog kærleikje god som oppenberar mittlokkara, er god til vi sent sånn som hinn einbarn og i heimen, for at vi skulle liva i honom. Og hesten kærleikjen, ikkje at vi tar vi elskar god, men at han har elska okkon og sent sånn som til bod, for i synder okkara, til elskar om, hever god elskar okkon så, ta skilta eisen vid at elskar kvart anna. Ongen hever nærkant å se god, elskar við kvart anna, veri gud verandi ui okkun, og kærleiki hansara fullkomin ui okkun.
That's amazing, huh?
Fantastisk, Sam.
I love that scripture very much.
Ég elskar hansi her versinu.
Here it's very clear that God is love.
Her það pura greitt at gud kærleiki.
When we talk about God,
þá tosa gud,
who are his hands?
Hver svo hendur hans?
Who are his feet?
For you are further hands.
In this world.
We have nightmare.
We are.
Be there.
If God is love and he lives in us.
Um go to Carlage you and live you.
Then we are to be love.
So it is that so I have it a very Carlage.
We're to love this world.
With I am else kind of heim.
Sometimes that is not so easy.
Man the first irritation is a lot.
Because in our minds. Maybe we might think what the right ways should be or what how things should be.
So hooks of it kusta ska jeras på rätta matan eller kusta är så gjort.
And maybe we might not agree with even within the church how we deal with each other.
Och kanske är osamt skolt i mitten lockar i saken det kusta här ska så gjort och kusta ska jeras.
But the wonderful thing about it is.
Men ta underfulla vi hesen är.
When we accept God.
At the ta we wish take a motor gota.
That ability.
Og tann framgjør at tann mørleisen som vi fua.
To love unconditionally.
Tann eilæs som vi fua at elska treidalest.
That same love that captivated us.
Tann samme kærleisen som fengar i okkun.
Is born within us.
Føyest inni ui okkun.
God has given us the ability.
God hefur givi okkun eilækan.
To love the way he loves.
At elska som han elskar.
And that's an amazing thing.
Og það fantastiskt.
Because we don't need to rely on ourselves.
To ta how this group for you for you can solve on the egna kraft.
We rely on him.
Man be for you han sara o yon.
He is love.
Han the car like him.
And when we accept Christ,
to we take him out to Christus him.
We begin a relationship with love.
So be a with a third hold we tam car like him.
Not love the way the world understands it.
It's a car like him some heimer shield car like him.
Not a love that's impure.
It's an orange on car like him.
That is thrown to the streets and trampled on.
And dust can car like us we black out the good and that suck on the years.
But a love that creates thirst.
Man a car like us scaper tosta.
Thirst for the God that we serve.
And tosta efter to goda som vi tjänar.
The wonderful God that we serve.
Det är en underfull goda som vi tjänar.
Now I want to read in the same chapter 1 John 4.
Nu för att läsa åter från 1 Johannes 4.
I want to read verse 19 to 21.
Från Lukas 21. Vi älskar till han älskar och konfest. Sier onkel är älskar god och hade bror sin så han liknare, tog han och inte älskar brorsyn som han hever se. Hvordan kan han ta älskar god som han inte hever se? Och detta på, här vi finns ju från honom, är att han och älskar god ska älska brorsyn vi.
Do you remember where you were when God's love found you?
Minnes du hvor du var da kjærlighetens Guds fant deg?
Do you remember that day?
Minnes du den dagen?
Think about it.
Hugs om det.
How was it?
Hvordan var det?
When God's love, when you finally felt his love reach and grab you.
Da du enda følte at hans kjærlighet kom og tok fatter ut det.
For me it was a very unique kind of experience.
For meg var det særstøk erfaring eller hending.
I was pretty young. I was 6 years old.
Jag var ungur, 6 år gammal.
And I was in my room.
Och jag var i kammaren.
And I had this urgency.
We had a longslin.
That I needed to make a decision to accept God.
Att jag brukade att jag kan outer att jag måste gå till.
My parents had always told me that their relationship with God is theirs, but I needed to someday find my own.
Föräldrarna hade alltid haft mig att tala för att bli god för att tala, men jag hade bruk för att finna mitt egna för att bli god.
And it was a very nervous experience in a good way, not in a bad way.
Och jag var nervös, men på en god måte, inte på en ringa måte.
Because I understood certain parts of it, but I didn't understand all of it.
Så jag skilte näga av dig, så att jag skilte allt.
But my parents, they prayed with me in my room.
Men föräldrarna sa att jag bor som jag visste, vill mer i kammaren.
And truthfully, I can say that that began a really beautiful relationship with God.
Och jag kan sannolikt säga att det här var början som är en underfotare fär, vägrare fär som är god.
I remember that the next day I went to school.
Jag minns den efter för skolan.
And I was telling all the teachers that I was going to preach this Sunday at church.
Och jag fortalte alla lärarna för att tala nästa söndag i samkommande.
But nobody at church knew I was preaching.
Men ingen i samkommande visste att jag får att tala.
And I remember going that Sunday morning.
Och jag minns att jag mötte den söndag morgonen.
Prepared to grab that microphone.
Och jag var på att klara att ta fatt i mikrofonen.
To speak about Jesus.
Och tala om Jesus.
But of course, it wasn't my turn that
morning.
So I was okay with it.
Så det är okej.
But I remember also just speaking to God about things.
Men jag minns att jag tog sig upp ju ärliga vid Gud om imest.
And really being in a mood for a candy bar.
Och långt efter att jag sköt dem.
And asking God for candy.
Och så spurde jag Gud om jag skulle få åker på dem.
And somehow there was a birthday party at class or something.
Och så var det onkel Föringar där var.
And then I would have candy.
Och så hade jag fick jag fullt av dem.
Or, you know, just these are my own personal experiences. I just feel like I want to share them with you. At times I had a problem with a toy that was broken in the car. And I would pray, I really wish the next light was red so that Dad could fix it.
So I hope that I will come to the house curve that right so it's a problem we can take us out to.
And the light would be red.
Those
things began to cause trust in the Lord for me.
Or has a small thing in the jar to have a bit at all lead or haram.
I know maybe it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the two, but for me it did. It, as a kid it did in my mind. But of course it had something to do with it. God knows the way to speak to us and to just love on us. As I grew up, I saw God in all kinds of different ways. And it was amazing to
me.
And as a kid as well, just dealing with teenager things and different things. I remember at times being sad about something. And crying in my sleep. And praying. And going to God about my problem or my issue or whatever I was dealing with. And I truly felt him comfort me.
Og er kjente jeg sonnen hvordan han trøste meg.
And give me peace.
Og gav meg fri.
How many understand what I'm talking about?
Hvordan er det jeg kan skilje at jeg som er tås om?
We serve a wonderful God.
Vi tjener en fantastisk herre.
A beautiful God.
En så vakker herre.
We don't need to have anxiety.
Vi kan tørre ikke rettast.
Even though sometimes we do.
Sjalt om vi først gjør det.
Because we have peace.
Så jeg vet her, finnes jeg fri.
And in times of anxiety.
Og tar vi det då bänken.
The truth of the matter is that peace is promised to us.
At han hevur lov okkum frí.
In times of sadness.
Og tar vi det chat.
Joy is promised to us.
So hevur lov okkum gleði.
In times of lack.
Og tar vi ikki for endan rökka saman.
Abundance is promised
to us. Og hevur lov okkum overflow.
And there's a world.
Og tað er heimur.
That doesn't understand this God.
So much shielder kushes ni gutun er.
Society has made it their point.
Something have such a fear
to distort the view of the Jesus of the God that we know.
At oyelecha shola sum sucha Jesus utan gut sum.
To paint a picture of bondage.
At malan mint el seldom.
To paint a picture of judgment.
At malan mint an fordöma de gut.
To paint a picture of rules.
At malan mint an harra sum stuyrur í herra í hand.
Rules and regulations that they paint that will cause us that we can't even breathe.
Rektlur almarsingar sum ger av vit er um at kvælast.
But how many know that the God that we serve is freedom?
Man kostega okkum vita at han gud sum vit tæma er frelsi.
How many know that the God we serve is peace?
Man kostega okkum vita at han gud sum vit tæma er friður.
How many know that the God we serve is joy?
Og kostega okkum vita at han gud sum vit tæma er gleði.
And that even though life is hard and sometimes we struggle through things and sometimes we fail, but we have mercy and we have love from the creator of the universe.
Og sjóttum við strúyas við kvast og við fella so hava vit nei og vit hava styrkje frá honum sum stóð allan versjonum.
John 3:16. We know that scripture. We
can not tell us on that.
For God so loved the world.
So I say good time.
That he gave his only begotten son.
The gal chosen my born.
That whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. And we have been saved. But there's a world that needs God. There's a world that needs him desperately. We have not been saved to sit on our bottoms. And do nothing. We have not been saved to blend in.
We the Hebrews felt at bara bland och kunna pui heimen och bara borstrui to.
We've not been saved to be invisible.
Och vi the Hebrews felt att vara osynlig.
We have been saved to be salt and light in this world.
Vi the Hebrews felt att vara ljus och salt i sin heim.
Amongst other things.
Vi som är konörren som vi skulle göra.
In our jobs.
Till arbetet.
In front of our co-workers.
Vi tar som arbetsamma vi.
To take the opportunity to be God.
Att ta möjligheten att vara Gud.
Maybe they might open up to you about something they're going through.
Kanske öppnar de sig för dig här om ett eller annat som de struggles with.
I'm going to encourage you to be bold.
Och ta för att uppmuntra dig att vara djärv, eller djärv.
Tell them about the Lord. Pray with them.
Fortell dem om Herren och be with
them. Do it in love.
Ger dem kärlek.
That love is something that they will recognize.
Ger dem känna handen kärlek.
It will create a thirst.
Det vill skapa en törst i dem.
They'll want more of it.
De vill ha mer av det.
In our homes.
Hemma.
Let's love our children the way God loves us. Let's show them the love of God. Show them our relationship with God. Show them what he's done for us. So that they can begin to be thirsty. And want their own relationship with God. So they can grow up. And be salt and light to this world. Let's be salt and light in our churches.
Let's come as salt and light in sanctum locker.
There's also pain in the church. There are people that maybe don't know the Lord. That might come to church because of tradition. That have never experienced this love. To me, those are the saddest cases. Because they live life coming to church. And they're on the edge of experiencing God's love. Let's love each other. Let's love each other in the church. So the world can see how we love each other. And that will also create thirst. We are salt and light to this world.
Vit er salt og ljós í heiminum.
We are not meant to be invisible.
Vit er ikki vera sjónlig.
We are not meant to blend.
Vit er ikki blandað um heiminum og blóð burstur.
We're meant to be light.
Vit er ljós.
We're meant to be a city on a hill.
Vit er vera ljós á einum stað.
That everyone can see.
Sum øll kunnu sjá.
We're meant to create a thirst.
Vit er skapa tørsta.
An unquenchable thirst.
Ein ósløkkjandi tørsta.
For God.
Fyrir Gudin. Lættu Gudin.
And we're meant to preserve.
Og við eiga að vera verjir
with love
sum elskar við kærleika.
I want to encourage you.
Eg skal uppmuntra tykk um
to wake up and acknowledge that truth every day.
Og at vakna upp og staðfesta hendan sannleikan hvønn dag.
And walk in boldness.
Og ganga í dirva.
Understanding who you truly are in Christ.
Og skilja kvar tú verli ertu Kristus.
And understanding that power to love.
Og skilja hesan hendan kraftin at elska.
Lives inside of you.
Lever in you.
And is growing.
Og vexur.
And is flowing.
Og flýtur út.
Like a mighty river.
Sum a stór á.
Everywhere you go. There's no choice when there's a river flowing.
Der ungen Achvaltoi an Orgender.
A strong river.
Og ein stæskó á the
stream. Everything around that river gets wet.
Og aftrun tan streymen blir vatn.
Nothing can escape the water of this mighty river.
Og just aftrun undan vatnun og ísu streymen.
There is a river inside of us.
Her ein á the stream in New York.
The God that created the universe.
Sum gud sum skapti universum.
Lives inside of us.
Han lever in New York.
The love that reached out to us that sent his only son to die.
Og kærleikin sum lívir í okkum og hann sum sendi sinn eigna son at deyja.
That love lives in us.
Tann kærleikin lívir í okkum.
Let's be salt and light to this world.
Lat okkum vera salt og ljós í heiminum.
Again I want to repeat myself. Let us not be invisible.
Lat okkum ikki vera ósjónlig.
Let us not sit down and just continue to take and understand and not and forget about this world.
Og lat okkum vera heim sum sita niðri og taka mótur og gleyma tey sum er í sinn heiminum.
Needs Jesus.
Som hur bruk för Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.